About world tag team champions Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, and the heavyweight champion of the world, Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Brother, and have I got a lot of material to crack on tonight. First of all, Magnum TA, a man who has long since, in his absence, surrendered all his women to the legendary AA in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm talking about each and every one of Magnum. You are no longer the king of the hill in Norfolk. This is him right here, and I'm his second. So, pal, you plan on staying out of town, because number one, if you get near the ring, you get your lights punched out. If you get near one of our hangouts, your girlfriends spit on you as I walk out the door with us. You like it, Magnum? That's life. Learn to live it. Now, right over here, moments ago, the illustrious Three Musketeers, the saviors of our sport, came out here and would have the world think that if it wasn't for them, myself, Arn, Tully, and JJ would starve to death. Well, let me explain something to you three cartoon characters. First of all, Arn Anderson, the baby bull, the enforcer, is younger than all three of you. So if you're talking about young lions, let's talk about the youngest lion with a world title around his waist. You like that, girls? That's how it goes. Now, point number two. When I was your age, that's right. When old Methuselah was your age, he was already the world champion for the first time. For the first time. Two well-made points. Number three, between the three of us, Tully absent tonight, you're looking collectively at a property worth between $20 and $30 million. So you see, 10 years from now, we might go into promotion business, and if you three punks are able to climb the ladder of notoriety and do anything but stand out here and go and walk in front of each other and block the camera and make idiots of yourself, then I'll tell you what, you might get a job working for Ric Flair Incorporated. Think about it. But the way it stands right now, and look at the structure of our sport, when people start getting hurt, our business gets hot and heavy. Okay? Road Warrior Animal. Awesome. He's home right now with a drainage tube stuck through his nasal cavity because he almost lost an eye at the hands of two guys that could eat metal. I'm talking about the Barbarian and the Warlord. And you know what? I don't like being out of the conversation pit. So to raise my name into the conversation, I'm telling you what, Luger, you greased up musclehead punk, tonight, maybe tonight, in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Omni, Arn Anderson might break your wrist or break your leg. Then what are you going to do? Lay on that couch and shrivel up? That's what'll happen. You'll be a Richard Simmons lookalike. No wrist, no leg, you'll be a punk. And you, Sting, think about it, buddy. You've gone, ooh! That's what I do in the morning when I kick five girls out of bed. I go, woo! And they go, woo, woo, woo! Because they know they've been with the world champion. So to sum it up, you're talking franchise, you're talking money, you're talking notoriety, you're talking women, kids stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a guns, that have kissed all the girls and made them cry. That's us. Woo!
And let's go back to the ring.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
Recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. You're looking at the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Heyo!
Hello!
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hi. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Live, rantemradio.com, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Talk Satellite Media. I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philly Raya.
I'm Choppy.
Yep, and we're live, Chop.
We're live!
That's right. Hello, everyone in the chat. Oh, chat room's hopping tonight already, huh?
Wow, damn.
We
got Mama Lesser in the house.
We got Mama Lessa.
We had Choppy in the house, and then he left.
He left.
I have Richie. I have Richie in the house.
Wait. You have who?
Richie.
Anybody seen Richie?
And I also have Mr. Carlos Rivera in the house.
Yep.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Damn. What's up, Carlos?
And then we had Mr. Joel Gertner in the house, I believe.
Joel Gertner was in the house before, yes.
Yeah, man.
New Ozzy today.
That was a good song.
Dude, I'm such in a great mood today, man. I had a really good day.
Good.
I had a really good day.
Can we hear from you? Oh, Jimmy Ferrari's in the house.
Oh, listen. You know, Jimmy's in the house. You know what that means, right?
Please.
I'm over here now.
That's right. He's over here now.
He was over there.
Now he's over here.
Now he's over here. Dark Satellite Media is in the building. Two Suburbans in a hearse. We are fucking killing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And...
If you will.
We have no Jay tonight. The Weasels have a show tonight, actually.
Good for him.
Jay's performing locally somewhere.
Good for him, dude.
So he'll be back next week.
Why is Mama Lessa saying bye, Choppy? Where's she going?
I don't know where she's going.
All right, bye.
Bye. I mean, hey, why does Choppy have to go somewhere?
Why does Choppy give a fuck?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
So anyway, yeah, man, I'm in a great mood. I had a doctor's appointment, right? And then
super.
Yeah. That's weird, man. When you have to see a new doctor. Now, I told my regular doctor that they had to send all the shit, like all the lab work and stuff to this dude.
Correct.
So when I get there, this dude walks in, "Hey, I'm Dr. Cohen. How are you?" I'm like, "Hey, Dr. Cohen, I'm Phil." And then, you know, right? So she said you were going. I thought you said you were all right, Spider.
I thought you said you were all right, Spider. No.
This guy's a fucking mook.
So this dude walks in. He's a specialist. He introduces himself. Mm-hmm. And I just, "Hello there. How are you? Welcome to Movie Phone." Right? So now, you can take the mic off the stand if you want, dude.
No, I'm good. That's better.
Right. Anyway, so I was like, man, I said, we're gonna get bigger stands, I promise. These are so old. So now, they didn't have anything. Like, none of my lab work, none of the fucking biopsy, none of that shit from the throat. I was like, yo. I just wasted a fucking co-payment coming all the way out here. He's all the way on Victory, like all the way down towards like the North Shore, like by Silver Lake and all that.
Okay.
So I was like, yo, dude, man. So now he calls his assistant in, and she was like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Ray. We'll do that right now for you. And they went out and got the paperwork gimmick, and it was all done, you know? So I did that, and then I had to get more lab work. Dude, they took 8 fucking vials of blood from me today. I told Brielle before, they're going to dissect every part of my blood because this guy wants to get down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on, which is cool because I you know, it's a long-term thing. It's not going to kill me, but I really need to regulate it. So it's you know, a thyroid issue and shit like that, so I'm going to take care of that. And then I went to the North Shore, well, where the ferry is, by the courthouses, and I went to that comic book store. The Kryptonic, whatever it is.
Oh, and by Bay?
Yeah, by Bay Street. And
how is it?
It's small and not bad. It's a small, small place. They got a ton of collectibles, though.
And wrestling figures?
Yeah, they had the Horsemen. But we have the Horsemen. They're just in storage. No, we have the horse.
I know we do. But
we actually, if we do the setup we want to do, I have 2 different Ric Flairs. I have the suit Ric Flair with the 4, and I have the robe with the Christian belt I told you about.
Yes.
I got Arn, Tully, I got Luger, I got Barry Windham.
You know which figures I love that you have? It's the old school black. They came in like a black case and it just says WWE Legends. It's not that new shit they're coming out with now, like the you know the ones that had like Superstar Billy Graham? They came out with a Superstar Billy Graham one. They came out with a Lou Albano one.
Oh, yeah. I have Albano. I have the Samoans.
Yep, those ones. Exactly.
Yeah,
those are great.
Yeah, Ma, I do take after you. The only difference is women are supposed to get what I have. Like, only 15% of men get what I have. It's really fucking bad. The doctor was like, he took another sonogram today. So I had another sonogram today. Blood work. It was a deal. But all good. Got some good news from work. Got some good news otherwise. Feeling good. And we're doing something different. I want to go back to the old microphones. I'm just, because I play back all the shows. I just want to see how we sound differently.
Mm-hmm.
Jay will be back next week. And hopefully by next week we'll have an announcement in terms of when the Christmas special is going to be.
Correct.
I'm actually going to see Shining Wizards Matt tomorrow.
Good.
We're going to have lunch at his spot.
In Summit.
In Summit, yep. Yeah. So I'm going to talk to Matt tomorrow. They just got some shout-outs on ESPN Radio from Rosenberg.
Good.
And LeGreca and all them. So shout-out to ESPN for shouting out the Wizards. And they're going to be doing their thing in Hackensack, New Jersey on the 21st, which is going to have Falabah, Dave LeGreca, the guy from Coast to Coast from ROH, the tag team. I forgot the guy's name already. Logan, I think his name is. Of course, yours truly, hopefully, and I'm hoping to get one of you guys out there with
me. I'm hoping to be there, but if it's on, you said it's a Tuesday, right?
It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday.
If I'm get out early, I'll go.
Yeah.
Because they know how it is with work.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to get and see if Jay wants to come out there with me. But we got to show some face, show some love for the Wizards. It'll be a 7, I think it's like 6:30, like 10 at night. So even if we get there like 8 o'clock, we'll be all right, you know? But either way, a lot of things are going on behind the scenes with us. With all the shows, just keep it locked to Rant Ian Radio and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com and Dog Satellite Media.
Yeah, Choppy's trying to start collecting like Kevin Garifo.
Yeah.
Look what he picked up.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Steinerline himself. Rick Steiner.
Choppy's got a whole fucking table here full of action figures. I can't. When we get the new setup, we're going to have. You got Braun Strowman today.
Rawr!
It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
And my new favorite right now, Ravishing Rick.
It's awesome.
These are great, man. I love these things.
It's awesome.
Hasbro had some really good figures. And who could forget the Booty Man?
Yeah. Yes. No.
Yes. No. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to break out. I'll bring you Jake the Snake and Macho King.
Macho King.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Money Mike?
Mike is in the house?
Big Money Mike's in the building.
Mikey
boy. What else is going on? The, getting a lot of feedback from the convention a couple weeks ago, so I want to thank everybody for that. Waiting on some phone calls and making some moves.
I gotta hit up Hell's Kitchen again because I just I'm going almost done with my hot sauce.
I have some at the house, so
okay.
Yeah, I have to give you some.
Stuff is fantastic.
Uncle Eddie's in the room.
Eddie, hey buddy.
Where's Richie? Where's who? Where's Ricky?
Ricky. Oh,
no, where's Jay? Jay's not here. But Richie's here.
Anybody see Richie?
Uncle Eddie's in the room from Ham Radio. Ham Radio every Wednesday. Check Uncle Eddie out. He's doing big things. I think I saw Uncle Eddie at some pictures. He was at the porn expo.
Yeah, the Exotica Expo.
Exotica Expo. That's Uncle Eddie's.
Good for him. He got to touch some titties.
Yeah, Uncle Eddie's been doing this for a long time, man. You need to support Uncle Eddie. He's doing big things. So support him. And Joe. And shout out to Joe, Joey Drapes, and all those guys over there. And Danny and all the whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? There's a lot of stuff going on. We're working on some upgrades for the setup here for the studio. We're gonna get hopefully a new computer and a bigger space. So we're gonna work on that. I saw Anime Mike on the train the other day, which is pretty cool. Anytime I get to see somebody that I know on a subway, it's almost like oh wow, it's like a bonus, you know. Monday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm fucking heading to work, and my brother's on the train. What's going on? Yeah, you're always over here now, Rich. You're always over here now.
I'm over here now.
Right. So yeah, so my brother wants to come help us out with that, and I yelled at him because he's not doing his Ghetto Geek Squad homework. So, but we got a lot to talk about. We got some news that you can use. We're gonna preview tomorrow night's pay per view for AEW. There is some news that I want to get into. I mean, we can go anyway. We can go AEW. We can go NWA. We can go NXT. I am so stoked. I was home for Raw this week. And I must tell you, this whole invasion thing is fantastic. You know, if you when you logically look at it, and we've been shitting on WWE for a couple of years now,
except
know,
NXT.
No, I'm talking about the big boys, yeah. Raw, SmackDown, pay per views, whatever, right? You know, when they do something like this, it's almost hard not to turn away, because this is what you want. Like, the teams and the brands and the beef, it's like, it's old school. I love that, you know? There's purpose now behind Survivor Series again. There's purpose behind it.
And, yeah, it's just... It's going to be a good thing. I heard there's so much going on with this whole invasion thing. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah.
The rumors going around that before Survivor Series even gets here, there's rumors about having Bryan go over Shinsuke for the Intercontinental title. And then having AJ Styles, Roderick Strong, and Daniel Bryan in that triple threat.
I'm not mad at that.
That's going to be a if that happens, that's a fantastic dream match. Because you know how we are about Roddy. We love Roddy.
Roddy's my man, dude. I'm a Roddy Mark from
Roddy's
way back.
Roddy's a staple of this fucking podcast.
I'm
we
a
love
Roddy,
Roddy
Mark from way back, dude.
I've been a fan of Roddy since No Remorse Corpse from Ring of Honor.
Mr. ROH.
Yes, Mr. Ring. I love
King of the Backbreaker.
I remember his first match in WWE was him and Kurt Angle for the Kurt Angle Open Invitational.
This is true.
It was on SmackDown. I'll never forget that. And I was like, oh my God, that's Roddy from ROH. I mean, he's great.
How dope is it to have between Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan, Shayna Baszler attacking the women's division?
That was fantastic. I really was not a fan of this girl when she first stepped into the position that she's in.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, she's grown on me.
Did you see the sit down she had with Becky?
Oh.
She's like, oh. She goes, I'm not Ronda Rousey.
Just to let you know, I'm not
Ronda. I'm not Ronda Rousey.
When she said, I was like, yo.
Yo.
Shots fired right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And it's cool that the NXT guys, we'll talk about NXT in a few minutes, but it's cool that all the NXT guys are putting their beef aside for the sake of the brand.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, Ciampa's like, all right, I don't like Keith Lee. I definitely don't like Matt Riddle. But now you guys are like, all right.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, you know for a fact that in character, Ciampa does not like the Undisputed Era. But he still saved their asses.
Correct. And he said that.
Yeah.
He said that. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, you could shit on WWE all you want, but they finally did something that's going to pique everybody's interest.
That makes sense.
Right, it does. It makes perfect sense. And you, now there's purpose. Now I cannot absolutely, I was so excited for War Games for two reasons. One, because I'm a War Games, I'm a cage guy, you know that.
Yep.
That, two, Mott Spock's going to be there repping us. That's two. But now I'm psyched for the whole weekend. We're getting Harold's that weekend. We're having family over. We're gonna have, we're actually excited about Survivor Series.
I haven't been excited for Survivor Series in, I say, about 15 years.
Yeah, no, seriously,
it's been at least 15 years since I've been really excited about Survivor Series.
Yeah, man,
I'm very amped up for this whole. I'm glad that now that NXT is involved with Survivor Series, it makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, we it makes sense to the point that like we had, it's not developmental. Finally, they put a stamp on it by saying, "Hey guys, NXT is going to be the other brand associated with Survivor Series."
Thank you for noticing, Neil. I your boy had a dinner engagement tonight, so
he's looking sexy.
Thank you. So
he's looking. What was that? He's looking vicious and delicious today.
Vicious and delicious. Yeah, I had to go to dinner, and I couldn't dress like a fucking schnook. So here I am in a dress shirt. Anyway, moving right along. So there's purpose. This is fun. We're excited.
But anytime you do an invasion, it's fun.
But you got to do it right.
Yeah. I mean, like, remember when we had the last invasion in 2001? What a shit show that was.
I'm not going to lie. I liked the whole Nexus thing, though. I dug that.
Dude, that was the first time I was like, they ended Raw on a high note.
Yeah.
When they destroyed the ring, destroyed the whole ringside area, and they destroyed John Cena.
Yeah.
And I was happy. I was like, oh my God, this is great. It's never, like, people were left shocked.
Yeah.
So, my thing about an invasion, though, storyline, is the fact that if done properly, which, by the way, just to let you know, a lot of both Raw and SmackDown had a lot of Triple H influence on it. Despite the fact that Triple H is an NXT guy and he writes the stuff for them, but he had a lot of influence on both these shows this past week. So kudos to Triple H. I don't know if he listens to us or not. If he does, dude, you did a fantastic job. You always do a fantastic job on NXT.
There's a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes. They're trying to put all the ducks in a row, but at the same time, they understand the climate. You want to talk about competition, you want the ratings, whatever, I'm over it. Matter of fact, two other shows did the same exact rating this week, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, they're almost the same. It's really, right? It doesn't matter.
But anyway, and we're 6 weeks in. However, I will tell you that I think WWE, my opinion, and you, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but they finally are realizing the climate. Like, oh my God, I have all the resources. I have unlimited resources. Let's do something with it. Okay? Let's now... I re-identify NXT as a brand and not just a Bush League or a developmental. It's its own entity now. So you have Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and it's its own brand. It's its own thing, and that's the way it should be now, you know?
And the fact that Vince allowed NXT to be on both SmackDown and Raw is a true testament that he's in desperate need of help in terms of, you know, bringing in more viewers. So I don't know if you know this, but it was said that Vince McMahon was very, very happy with the SmackDown episode that they did last
week. I saw they had a behind-the-scenes on the network, the production meeting and all that.
Yep.
Listen, there's a lot of money at stake.
Of course it is. Billions.
Right. So why wouldn't you put all your eggs in one basket for that, you know? But we kind of knew that, though. You and I said this a long time ago when they first announced it, that SmackDown was going to be the number one show now.
Yeah, exactly. Look what they did.
Yeah.
Even with, like, half the roster in Saudi Arabia, they produced a fantastic show.
Yeah, apparently they squashed that beef with the whole Saudi Arabia thing.
Yeah, apparently they're going to get their money, whatever issue it was. I honestly, none of my business. I don't care about the business aspect. I just care about getting compelling storylines on the product.
Yeah.
That's it. So not only was Vince very happy with both NXT-themed shows, but one person in particular he was very happy with was our buddy, your number one wrestler right now, Adam Cole, baby. The guy men invented both Raw and SmackDown.
What happened to he's too small? What happened to he's a cruiserweight? What happened to he'll never make it this big? You guys can all go fuck your hand, because I was the only one on a consistent basis who advocated for that dude. Okay? When he was ROH, when he was New Japan, when he was Bullet Club, that dude is fucking money. Period. He cuts the promos. He can fucking hang. He carries guys. He's banging a dentist. He's banging a hot dentist. So you can't. This dude has got it all, and he has the hottest faction in pro wrestling
since
Bullet Club.
Hands down.
Since Bullet Club. Okay. Let's not get this twisted. Okay. Adam Cole is the goods. If at 45 years old, I'm going out. If I'm buying a wrestling shirt of a particular wrestler, you know it's got to be good.
Correct.
That's my dude. Okay. Undisputed Era is my team. I am so excited for Survivor Series. Yes, Duncan. Survivor Series has changed a poor idea for years with constant Raw versus SmackDown groupings, but now NXT getting equal billing, I want to watch this. Duncan, I agree with you 110%. I'm going to go as far as even saying that this should be a yearly thing. This should be every year, one of these brands should get their balls twisted and go jump everybody and be like, you know what? Here's the deal. Superiority. We're the better brand. You know what? Teams of five strive to survive. Let's get it done. You have enough. Then you have War Games the night before with the women now. It's going to be an amazing weekend. This is what it's all about.
Also, we still don't know who's going to be a part of the Ciampa, Keith Lee, and Riddle team.
Yeah.
They still have a mystery member to be announced. So that's another thing.
That could be Pete Dunne. It could be
Gargano.
It could be Dijakovic.
It could be anybody. That's
it could be somebody from Raw or SmackDown. Can you imagine they jump ship? How dope would that be? How about Big E? Well, Big E just won a tag title tonight.
It could be Seth Rollins.
It could be Seth Rollins.
Because he was conflicted, remember?
Correct. It could be Seth Rollins. It's compelling storylines. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Tell me a story. It's all I say on the show is tell me a story. Now you're telling me a story. I have nothing to complain about. I have nothing to complain about.
If you're complaining about wrestling right now, there should be no complaints right now. The show's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. From NWA Power to
we'll get that in a few minutes
to NXT. To AEW, to SmackDown last week, to
yes.
Raw. It's been good stuff.
Red Dragon has been one of my favorite tag teams for the last 5 years. Them.
Bobby Fish and Kyle Riley.
I mean, the only thing is that the injury bug has decimated Bobby Fish to no end.
You got to keep in mind, Bobby Fish is 40 fucking years old.
Yeah.
And he's not the type of person that AJ Styles is, who's 42 years old. And I think he never gets injured. Ever.
Speaking of old people, a couple of guys got signed to Performance Center. A Starling, the guy who trained CM Punk and Colt Cabana.
He got picked up?
He got picked up.
Wow, good for him.
And so did Lance Storm.
Yeah, Lance Storm. Because
Lance Storm closed his school.
Yes, which is a shame. I don't know why he would do that.
Well, it is what it is, but this is what you want. These are guys that you want. These guys built stars. These guys were stars, you know? It's fun. It's a fun time, man. If you're not on the boat right now, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, just to name a couple of people that Lance Storm has trained, Tyler Breeze was one guy. And two other women, believe it or not, was Billie Kay of the Billie Kay, and then what was the other girl's name? Peyton Royce.
Peyton Royce are the guy Iconics, right?
The Iconics. They were trained by Lance Storm.
Yep.
So that shows the superstar that just shows how good of a trainer Lance Storm is.
Correct.
So I'm excited. And then also, I don't know if you heard, but Scarlett Bordeaux.
She signed.
She got signed by the E, mm-hmm. along with two other female talents. I just know who they are.
Uptown Georgie, what up, Bubbo?
What up?
What up?
I'm excited. I'm excited for what's in store for a lot of these shows, the new recruits they just got picked up, the new trainers / producers.
Yeah. I forgot Double E was in the room.
Let me show you how you suck.
Where's he at?
He was in the room before.
I
forgot to play his link.
Sorry, dude.
Let me show you how you suck.
That's right. But I tell you, man, it's a good time to be a fan. It's such a good time.
I love wrestling.
I was telling I tell it whoever wants to listen to me right now. I'm talking to people and at work or my private life. I'm such a fan. That you can't get away from this shit, man. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get into NXT real quick?
Since we're on
the subject.
Yeah.
I saw it this morning.
What'd you think?
Yeah. I like the teams. I like what's going on with the girls. I love what's going on with Keith Lee. I love what's going on with Finn and AJ. And I told Choppy in pre-production, I thought AJ looked really good on NXT.
He looked the whole OC looked great.
Yeah, no, Gallows and Anderson looked good on it, too.
They should go to NXT. Yeah. They look great.
Yeah, man. They look really good. It's so nice and refreshing to see this, though. It's so much fun, man. Hey,
but can I say something? Do you think it would have worked if it was any other, main roster guys on there? Because you got to keep in mind, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson and AJ Styles are internet darlings. They are internet darlings. The only the main roster fans don't give a shit about Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. But if you go put them in NXT, forget it. They're loved.
Well, what's cool about AJ and what's cool about the OC is that they're internet darlings, one, but also they have history with Finn Balor. A,
correct.
B, and C, they're heat magnets.
They are.
So it's a win-win. All the intangibles are there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Rich, I don't have a DVR, but I've been watching shit on the gimmicks. So
the whole beatdown at the beginning of the show of the Undisputed Era by the OC, I was like, whoa! The Undisputed Era has not been gotten a beating like that at all in a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That was really
absolutely
different.
Yep,
I'm excited to see what happens with Finn Balor. Is he going to go with the OC?
Who knows? But they did the two sweet and the bullet, the gun. Yeah, man.
And then even Marvin Al even said, he's like, are we seeing shades of the past of Japan or something like that? I was like, oh, boy.
Yep.
And then AJ tweeted out, it was nice to be, he was like, it was great to be on NXT with my boys and also a familiar point friend. Yeah, that was great.
I've always said that if you're friends with the guy in real life, and you,
it works.
Because there's chemistry.
All those Bullet Club guys are all friends.
Yeah.
Not just... And you want to know why they're all friends? Because Luke Gallows was already a superstar. But, like, guys like Karl Anderson, Tama...
They had to cut their teeth in Japan. They were young boys.
And Fale. They were all young boys.
They were all young boys.
They came up together. They were superstars. And they're still superstars in Japan. Well, Tama Tonga and Tangaloa.
Right, correct.
But like Finn and AJ, those guys are fantastic. I can't say anything bad about AJ Styles. I can't say anything bad about Finn Balor. We always accentuate the positives of Finn Balor all the time because he's so good. He should be the face of any brand.
What up, Jay? Jay Sick.
Well, am I right though?
No, you're 100% right. I talked about this at dinner tonight. With studio wrestling, we'll talk about the NWA in a few minutes.
Yeah.
When the wrestlers will come out and cut a promo, it's always about the bottom line.
Correct.
Okay. The bottom line is this. The bottom line is that. The bottom line is that it's compelling storylines, it's piquing interest, and you're getting everybody involved. No one's left out. It's not like, well, what about this guy? What about this girl? Correct. What about this guy? Everybody who's important and has a story going right now is involved. If you can't emotionally attach yourself to any of this shit, you really shouldn't be watching wrestling anymore.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a fan at all.
This is what it's supposed to be. Okay? This is what it's supposed to be. This is what you call utilizing all of your fucking tools and your talent. You have all the talent, you have the production, you have the money, you have the machine behind you. Utilize your shit. As the Wu-Tang Clan would say, diversify your bonds. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Shay Lynn? What's up, girl?
Shay Lynn in the house and Jason Quartz or Cortez.
Well, Lordy frickin' duh!
What's up, Jason? So I saw a cute picture of Shay Lynn from like 1986.
Oh, she was a baby.
Opening her LJN figure.
And who's her LJN figure?
It was the
Hulkster.
The Hulkster. It's the Hulkster. But
that was nice.
Let's talk. I mean, listen. You can't. If you can debate Choppy and I on any of this, I would love to challenge you.
Please do.
Yeah, because I can't see how you can't get into this. This is getting every fan. You're catching all the feels, as they say in the street. You know.
Let's just put things in perspective. Two weeks ago, SmackDown drew 800,000 viewers. The following week with the NXT invasion, it went up to 2.5 million viewers.
And after 6 weeks, AEW and NXT
are dead even,
which we called, by the way.
And what we kept telling people, we even told guys like Ratings McGee that ratings don't mean shit. They don't.
Well, the only reason, listen, it's I could see where Ratings McGee wants to put the emphasis on it because it's something to talk about, right? It's news, right. Basically, right?
Yep.
But in the same breath, I've said this too, wrestling now has such a niche audience. It's not you're not getting fours and fives and eights anymore because no one watches wrestling anymore. Only the niche audience does. It's not as mainstream as it was in 1997.
But also keep in mind that there's like, you know how back in the 90s we had maybe what, max 50 channels?
Yeah.
Cable-wise?
Yeah.
Now there's like 1,000 channels. People are not watching wrestling. There's so much other forms of entertainment out there, like one being The Walking Dead.
Yeah, they had Game of Thrones, but it's really reality shows.
It's all,
dude.
Yeah, but
it's all like the Kardashians and the Bachelor. And
fuck that shit.
But yeah, exactly. But it's what's hot.
Yeah,
you know that's all that shit's hot. What else is hot? They're bringing back game shows now.
Yeah, they are.
You know, so all that shit's hot. You know, it's and they're trying to regurgitate old shows. So it's, I mean, no one's coming up with anything new really that's enticing. You know,
You know what is enticing? The Disney Plus app.
As soon as you sent me the password today, I was like, you can't download the app yet, though. You can't.
You're not allowed to. Not until Tuesday.
Not until Tuesday.
You know that shit's going to be crashed. You know that, right?
I'm not even
that
worried about it.
That shit's going to crash the first day.
Oh, look who's in the room. Look who's in the mother jumping room.
Great.
He said great.
Great.
He said great. Where is my...
Where's Flips and shit?
Where's my shit? Hold on a minute. There it is. You with Flips and shit. What up, Roberto?
Jeez.
What's up? Who are these handsome bastards? I went to dinner tonight, Rob. That's why I'm wearing my fucking Amazon.com fucking dress shirt.
And I'm just wearing my Venom shirt because I like Venom.
Venom's so dope. Venom's so dope.
Best symbiote of all time, in my opinion.
You got that cartoon Venom you got me, that statue for my birthday? He's sitting right next to Tank now on my headboard with Rodimus Prime sitting in the middle. I finally opened him up, you know?
That Rodimus Prime looked delicious.
Yeah, I'm so blessed. I'm getting that Bizarro figure, by the way. I should go buy it.
It's a must.
It's down the block, right?
It's down the block.
I should go get it. What up? What up there, Keith?
You know what's the best part about that figure?
What's up?
Is that you don't see his face. They have him turned to the back, so that way...
Yeah. I saw a Bizarro statue today, but it was like this big, you know, the little mini ones.
Oh.
It. You know what? Here's the thing. I don't have any room, because I live in one room, you know? One day I'll have more room. But if I'm going to get something like that, I want it to be more detailed.
Of course.
Like, the statue you got me is small, but it's big enough to where it's detailed, you know? But, yeah.
Speaking of Bizarro, I was watching the old school Superboy TV show.
Oh, Superboy?
Superboy.
I haven't seen that in a long time. On the DC app? Yeah.
So I was watching Superboy, and who happened to be one of the villains he was fighting?
Bizarro. Yeah.
And I was like, my God, look at Bizarro. Look how shitty Bizarro looked. It looked terrible. But when I was 5 years old, I thought it was amazing. I was like, oh my God, look at Bizarro.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, he's my favorite. Him, Darkseid, Mr. Mixoplex, all my favorite Superman villains.
I loved Kalibak.
Kalibak.
Kalibak was great.
Kalibak.
Bad motherfucker that guy was. Kalibak was the shit.
Darkseid had some cool ass... He had all his crews dope, though. Berta and...
Granny.
Granny, who's played by Ed Asner, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Granny Good? I was good at name.
Whatever, but it does. It, you don't want to be on Apocalypse, man.
No,
at all.
No.
Darkseid's a bad motherfucker. He's one of the best.
Who was the name of the guy that fought in Justice League, the movie?
What do you mean?
The main bad guy in the movie. I wish I could have his name. He's a Darkseid guy too.
Who did?
Remember the Justice League movie, the live action one?
Yeah.
The bad guy in that, the main villain.
Brainiac?
No. He's part of Apocalypse. He's one of his Darkseid's horsemen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He's another guy that I...
Right. No, his whole crew is badass, man.
They're crazy, those motherfuckers.
His whole crew is badass.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
You should be.
Guess what else is going on to the Disney app? I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
All 30 seasons of The Simpsons are going to be on there.
I know. I saw that. I'm really excited. I'm a Boba Fett mark, just like Rob is.
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, yeah. I'm pretty, you know.
You know what else is going to be on there? Gargoyles is going to be on.
Steppenwolf. Thank you, Justin.
Steppenwolf. Thank you. That's what it is.
Inclusive breakdown every Sunday. Shining Wizards Network. Cheap plug.
Gargoyles is going to be on the app.
That's a bad fucking show.
That's probably one of the darkest.
One of the best shows ever. Best animated shows, period.
Listen, one of the darkest shows for Disney. I've never seen anything darker than that. Because Disney is not known for dark shit like that.
Right.
Unless you're talking about Mr. Darkwing Duck. That's going to be on there too.
Darkwing Duck is dope.
I love Darkwing Duck.
Dude, I liked fucking Chip and Dale. I liked who else was good dope?
Gummy Bears was the shit.
Gummy Bears was all right.
Ah, fuck you. That was
no, you're a little younger than I am, so. But
Bonkers.
Bonkers. I wasn't a fan. You actually liked Goof Troop too, didn't you?
I love that shit.
See, that's the thing.
Goof Troop was the shit.
You were totally into the 90s shit because you were that age. Like you, and then Nickelodeon, you were into Doug and all that too. Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life is one of the most underrated animated shows. Yeah. It is not for kids; it's for adults. Because I don't know if you know this, but the first season of the show, Rocko is a sex operator.
Yeah, no, I know.
And then in the second season, they made him into a comic book guy.
But wait till Disney drops all the live action movies like the fucking Black Hole and
Did you see the list?
I didn't see the list.
Oh.
But yeah.
There's so much shit that you listen, you know that video game thing that I had?
Rescue Rangers, yes.
Rescue Rangers was the shit.
I like that too, yeah.
But remember the little gimmick that I have here that has all the 20,000 games on it?
Of course.
The Disney app is the equivalent of that. It's going to have... There's so much shit on there, you're going to go into brain overload. You don't even know where to start.
No, yeah.
It's not.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be... it's going to be a good winter. I can tell you that. A lot of cold nights staying
Why
inside.
Why didn't it come out today? We have a three-day weekend.
It's okay. We're going to... Let's wait it out. Let's fucking... Be patient. We waited this long for it, dude. You might as well fucking just wait.
Fuck
you know what I'm
saying? My life, man.
DuckTales.
DuckTales is a shit.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite shows of all time.
They'll probably have...
I'm wearing my shirt tomorrow, probably.
They'll probably have the old one and the new one on there.
I was talking about this with Will the other day. We're not fans of the new one.
I didn't see it yet.
It wasn't... Listen, it's not bad, but it's not that great either. The old school. You can't fuck with the old shit.
No.
I think I have the first two seasons on DVD.
The old one was the best one.
I'm going to wear the shirt tomorrow, I think.
You know what I hope they put on that Disney app, which I'm sure they will? The Avengers animated show.
Oh, the first one?
Not the West Coast one.
The first one, yeah.
The one that came out, like, that show.
That from like 2013, 12?
That show is probably the best superhero show. They should have never canceled that.
You know what I'm glad DC did, though?
What's that?
They put the fucking Green Lantern series on that I like.
Good!
They should have never even... That's a great...
They should have canceled it.
Well, Cartoon Network killed it. We're rich. Silverhawks is not Disney. Silverhawks was the same people from the Thundercats.
Silvercats was a shit. Silverhawks was
Do you
shit.
Know what Elaine put on his Plex server? Fucking Mask.
Oh, my God, Mask. I remember
the entire set.
That's insane.
Dude, I watched 4 hours of Mask the other day.
That's awesome. What was the other thing I remember watching from the 80s? Oh, I know... It probably wasn't the best cartoon in the world. To me, it was the greatest. One of the greatest cartoons I've ever seen. But the Rambo animated series.
Oh, stop. Oh. Dude, the opening credits when he's putting the headband on. I had the action figure. You know what I had? I had him and Commando. Schwarzenegger. They actually had a Commando action figure. And Schwarzenegger had the fucking paint on his face.
I had General Warhawk.
No.
I had Warhawk and Rambo.
Oh, I had Rambo.
I had Rambo and Warhawk, so Rambo could beat the shit out of Warhawk all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that show was so good.
All right. That's another podcast.
Yeah, forget it. Sorry. I know.
Ghetto Geek Squad. We'll get it together eventually. I promise you guys. This is what we do. All right. We did NXT, Raw, SmackDown, AEW.
All right. Let me run the card of what happened this week.
Yes. And then we'll play the Cody thing?
Yeah.
All right, I have the Cody thing.
So, basically, first match of the night was Trent versus Pac. Very fast. It's probably most likely fast-paced. Definitely a fast-paced. I didn't see the show, but I heard it was really fast-paced. So, Orange Cassidy and Chuck Taylor accompanied Trent to the ring for the night's opening match against Pac, who was looking to send a message to Hangman Page ahead of their contest on Saturday night in Baltimore. For those who don't know, it's going to be AEW Full Gear this Saturday, tomorrow. I believe it's 8 o'clock starting time or 7 o'clock. Do we know?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think it's 7.
So it's gonna be 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock.
Because the 6 o'clock is the
pre-show.
The pre-show, yeah.
So Trent controlled early, unloading on the bastard with a series of chops that stunned the heel and a draping Northern Lights suplex for a near fall. The fight spilled over to the floor, though Pac was sent over. Blah blah. And pretty much just a fast opening. It was a really good opening contest. Pac wins with the Brutalizer submission, which is the Rings of Saturn.
Yeah.
And they get the was a Bleacher Report give it an A. It was a good match.
Yeah.
Then after that was the Cody interview, which we're about to play right now.
All
right,
let's play it.
Champion Chris Jericho.
Tony and I have talked about it. He knows what I'm about to announce, but before I do, humor me. I'm going to go on a bit of a detour and rattle off a few names. Eddie Graham, Cowboy Bill Watts, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Titans in our business. They were the best bell to bell, and they were the best at the box office. And for those who saw them with their own eyes, those memories reverberate in their heart. It is a good feeling. It is positive. But for the cold and sterile historians of our business, there's an air of controversy that surrounds it. It's from the simple fact that those men were also, in addition to being competitors, they were management. Not unlike myself. And for the last year, I've told everybody, every podcast, every radio, every correspondent, I've shouted it off the rooftops how proud I am of AEW, how proud I am of the all-inclusive nature, of the schedule, of the pay, of the fact that we will listen. This is Ellis Island for a professional wrestler. This is freedom. So when I hear the same criticism attached to my name for being management and being in a title match, I can't not hear it. And with that said, I am announcing that if I do not defeat... If I do not defeat Chris Jericho at Full Gear, I will never challenge for the AEW World Championship again. Chris Jericho, that is a very big if. It's not an encumbrance. It's not an albatross that is going to sit on your chest and weigh you down. It is going to vanish. You've taken to calling my lot entitled millennials. You've called me an entitled millennial bitch. I neglected to read in your best-selling book, A Lion's Tale, which you can get on Amazon for $3 or at any flea market. I neglected to read about the upbringing you had that was so hard. You talked about my silver spoon. Gosh, it must have been so difficult being the upper-class son of a famous hockey player. It is almost like we shared the exact same silver spoon, you stupid dick. You dismissed every accomplishment I've made. You've talked about my father. Well, you call me an entitled millennial. I call you a carny succubus because the dirty secret about you, The dirty secret is you need this generation more than it needs you. And you've surrounded yourself with impressionable youth. This isn't about my dad. This isn't about the dead. It's about the living. It's about my mother. It's about my sister. It's about my wife. It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable. At full gear, I beat you. I become the world champion, and you fall back into your circle, your inner circle, and you let them know the ground should be rumbling between their feet because the elite are coming. And when the elite and the inner circle square off, it'll be a match beyond, and we are going to eat you alive.
That's the second promo Cody's cut in the last couple of weeks that has been fantastic.
That's a really good promo.
And I was never a Cody guy ever. I mean, he impressed me at All In when he beat Nick Aldis for the title, for the NWA title. But, you know, I like how they incorporate some real shit in there, which is pretty cool. It's always cool when you can incorporate real shit.
Yeah, especially with him.
When you can shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Especially when you can talk about management and how he says he's management. He thinks that he shouldn't be getting the shot, but...
Yeah, I know.
But fans think that he deserves it, which is what they were chanting. And also the fact that he threw in the fact that, you know, Chris Jericho was... His father was an NHL hockey player, and he says, oh, you were born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but yeah, your father was a hockey player, and you were part of an upper-class family in New York.
He called me a millennial. That's pretty cool, though.
It was he had so much passion.
So we'll go over to Carl real quick. I know you can't join us tomorrow. We're going to be going to – we're going to watch. We're torn. We got invited to a viewing party by the Heel Pops and Chair Shot guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I told Rob and Elaine we can go back to my crib and watch it. You're not going to be here. I was going to say you come over, but you're not going to be around.
No.
But if you want to go over the card real quick, and then we'll do predictions, and then we'll take a break and come back and do a throwback or whatever. So
See the card. The rest of the card is as follows.
So obviously the world title match you just heard is Cody and Jericho. But Choppy has a theory, and we'll get into it in a minute. Yeah. But.
And then we have the Private Party versus Dark Order, a tag team match.
I think I'm going to take the Dark Order.
This was the, believe it or not, Private Party won the match.
Oh, it happened already.
Yeah, this was at the, I'm still reading off.
Oh, I'm still reading. I'm sorry. I thought you meant to read the pay-per-view. Go ahead. Finish Dynamite.
Private Party won that. And then Riho, the AEW Women's Champion, and Shana were going up against Jamie Hayter and Emi Sakura. And I believe Sakura and Hayter actually defeated Shayna and Riho, the women's champion.
Yeah,
in the tag match. And then then it was Brandon Cutler versus Shawn Spears, where Shawn Spears defeated Cutler. And then we had the main event, which was Hangman Page and Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho and Sam Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out Jericho and Guevara beat Page and Omega. It's insane. Yes.
Oh, where's my fucking? Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Nice, lemon ice.
So now we're going on to the Full Gear card.
What up, Ratings McGee? We just talked about you, son.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So for your full, this is your card for Full Gear. The opening contest of the night will be Joey Janela versus Shawn Spears with Tully Blanchard.
That's going to be fantastic.
Can't wait.
I don't see Janela winning, but I want him to.
I think Janela's going to lose.
I think Tully's going to get involved again.
Yep. Your next match will be the World Tag Team Champions.
Yes.
SoCal Uncensored, Frankie Kazarian.
You?
Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky versus the Lucha Brothers versus Private Party.
Yeah.
That is going to be insane.
They're not going to lose the titles. Yes.
No.
Yeah, I am Full Gear ready, man. I'm so stoked. Yeah, I think they're going to retain. I fucking love SCU, dude. But I've always loved them.
They're great.
Go ahead.
Your third match will be Riho, the AEW Women's World Champion, defending her title against Emi Sakura. And I don't know who's going to win. I think Riho's going to hold on to that.
Yeah, Riho should hold on to that.
Yep. And then your next match will be Bea Priestley versus Britt Baker.
Ah, Mrs. Adam Cole.
Yeah, I think
She's on a roll lately. I think she might be the number one contender soon for the title.
Yeah, Britt Baker's going to win that.
I'm taking Dr. B.
And then the pretty much a grudge match, if you think about it. Adam Page versus Pac. I don't know who to win.
They beat the shit out of each other last time.
Pac hasn't lost a single match.
Yeah, that's right. Ratings McGee will be at Full Gear.
I think I'm going to go with Pac.
You taking Pac?
I'm taking Pac, man.
Has Paige won a match on TV?
No.
Him and Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega won one match.
They're
all
they're trying to like prove to the fans that they're not like fucking.
Just for the sake of the show, I'm going to take Hangman Page.
Okay. Your next match. This is going to be really, really good. The Young Bucks, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson versus Proud and Powerful, Santana Ortiz, formerly known as LAX.
That's going to be great.
That's going to be amazing.
I could see, you know, for storyline purposes, I can definitely see the Bucks job into those guys.
I can see it too.
Just because, again, they do
their management.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to, actually, you know what? I'm going to take the Bucks to win
this. Okay, that's fine.
And then you're, believe it or not, this is not the main event. I'm looking at it right now. The lineup for it turns out the World Championship match is not the main event.
Okay.
It's going to be Chris Jericho, the World Heavyweight Champion, defending against Cody. If Cody loses, he will never challenge for the AEW World title.
Now, Choppy says because of that stipulation, Cody should win the title.
Yep.
I think he shouldn't win. And I think they'll down. He won't challenge for I think down the line, something's going to happen to him where he's going to have to be forced to challenge for the title again.
Okay.
So he'll be out of the title picture per se. But I don't see Jericho losing, man. Especially with him going to New Japan now and fighting Tanahashi.
That's exactly why, though.
But I don't know.
They're not going to let that belt go to New Japan.
Cody wins, though, McGee? I don't know, man. Well, I mean, I like to see Cody win. It'd be cool.
Cody's going to win.
Because I want that belt to go. You know where I want the belt to go to eventually.
Kenny Omega.
Well, that too. But, I mean, more than that.
Adam Page.
Adam Page, yeah.
All right. And then your main event, believe it or not, is going to be Mr. Jon Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose.
Versus Kenny Omega
in a non-sanctioned lights-out match.
So Kenny Omega recently almost got denied entrance into Japan.
Yes, I know.
It's the third time. And he's got dual citizenship.
Which I don't understand why. What was the issue?
I don't know. They're saying he's jinxed because of New Japan and the sour relationship they have with the AEW guys for them jumping ship or whatever.
Well,
I don't understand though.
Why are they upset though? You got to keep in mind Kenny Omega fulfilled his contractual obligations for New Japan. So why are they having sour grapes? Why? Because maybe because he got offered more money, a higher paying a high management position, and he's one of the top talents. Why wouldn't he go? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. That's just my opinion. But like, you know. Why would Gato be so upset about that shit?
I have no idea.
I don't understand.
Okay.
So, I don't know anything. We still have to talk about NWA Power.
So, Colt Cabana's your new
National Heavyweight Champion.
He beat, for the second time.
Yeah, James Storm.
He beat James Storm. Nick Aldis is playing mind games with Tim Storm. So is Eli Drake.
I'm still confused on what Aldis is. I can't tell if he's a good guy. I can't tell if he's a bad guy. It's kind of weird. That's just my opinion. I don't know. That's the only thing I find weird about the show.
I love the whole Dawsons and...
I hate the Dawsons.
But I like them with the Homicide.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that I like. But
you know,
as a team, that team itself?
Yeah.
Looks like a bunch of indie guys.
The females are all right. The
girls are all right. They're not bad.
Jericho has to win. No way they're pissing the inner circle away. I agree, Tony. Yep, I agree.
We shall see.
I agree. But I love everything they're doing right now. How about Aaron Stevens against Ricky Starks? That was really cool. 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, man.
You know, I love that. I love they're doing that retro wrestling game.
That a lot of the guys on in NWA are going to be part of that retro.
It'll
game.
Be on the Switch.
I'm going to get that.
I can't wait for that, man.
And when is that dropped yet? Is it 2020?
Next year. Oh, so probably by spring of next year you'll have it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, the pay per view sold out. Their TV taping sold out. December 14th into the fire. I can't wait.
I want to ask you something because you lived it in the 80s. Do you think it looks bad for a wrestling company to do everything in a TV studio?
No.
Or do you think it looks better aesthetically if they do it in a big arena, the shows?
No, it looks better. Well, not a little better, but it's just a different dynamic that you're doing it in studio. Studio wrestling basically was the birth of cable television wrestling. It's like that. It's you're going back to its roots. You didn't get the big shows until you started doing the house shows and then the pay-per-views and, you know.
The debate, this is why, because there's a debate that was online. Somebody posted a picture of, I think it was Brian, posted a picture of the AEW arena being, like, empty. And they're like, oh, they should have tarped this off. I'm like, wasn't that the beginning? That's like, people were still filing in. There was like, it was at the beginning of the show. And then people are like, oh, you got to go to smaller venues. I was like.
But that's how WCW got so popular when they bought the NWA, because they took the 6,000 seat places, they made them look like 30,000. Then Nitro did the same thing. Nitro, we're live from Chattanooga, Tennessee, that had 4,000 seats but sounded like 40,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, you know, they did what ECW did. They accentuated the positives, you know, and hit the negatives.
Yeah, but we saw when we were putting the Cody interview on, you saw the arena was pretty full.
Because, again, you know, it's new, it's exciting, it's...
Well,
I'm not saying that they're going to... Because, again, AEW is not there. They're cementing something special because they have an alternative.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bigger venue draws ratings.
Correct.
You know?
But we also got to keep in mind, ratings don't mean shit.
Not anymore.
As long as you give me a good show, I don't give a fuck what the ratings
are. Right, they don't mean shit to the real fans.
Because if ratings meant something, then Impact would have been kicked off of a fucking TV station by now.
Impact's still going, dude.
And they're still going. So you know what that shows? Ratings don't mean dick. They don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fucking Impact has been in business for... Wait for it. Impact has been in business for 17 years.
They've been longer than Nitro.
Longer than Nitro. Longer than ECW.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Again, it's a niche audience, though, dude. I said this in the beginning of the show.
It is a niche audience,
right? So you're not going to get fucking fives and sixes, correct? And eights. But you never even it. Listen,
even if you get a three, that's a big deal,
right? Right.
So this ratings equal advertising. Listen, yes, they do.
Well, they're on TNT, so I mean,
obviously, it doesn't matter anymore. You want to know why? Because Raw doesn't produce the ratings they did in the 90s, and they're still getting fucking advertisement and fucking.
You know what though? Controversy creates cash, and that's the line I stole from Eric Bischoff's.
Yeah, because it's true.
You need you need stories, controversy. You need good, and that's what they're doing
now. You know what Vince used to do? You know what he used to say back in the day? He used to say, "Bad news is news."
Any news is news.
Any news, whether it's bad or good.
If you're talking, listen, if you're talking shit about me,
you're talking. You're talking about me, which
right.
is good.
Yeah, you're drawing me in.
Whether it's good or bad. Remember, you know how Bob Costas, he's talked so much shit about the E all the time? And look what happened.
Yeah, Bob Costas was pissed, though, because this guy was cool with Vince, the guy who ran NBC.
Correct.
You know the guy's name. The guy who helped him start.
Fuck, yeah, damn it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I have his picture in my head.
Yeah, so Costas, you know, because Costas is a real deal. Like, that's a dude that can call the Olympics, call the Stanley Cup Finals, then do the World Series. Bob Costas, any place you're automatic as a kid. So he's a well-rounded broadcast journalist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he looks down on wrestling like it's...
Dick Ebersole.
Yes, thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin. We're doing this by memory, by the way.
Yeah, well, I had his face in my head. He's not a handsome individual, I'll tell you right now.
Yes. Well, you know, listen, guy was fucking smart.
Billionaire.
He helped Vince.
He's a billionaire.
Like, yeah.
He must be doing something right.
You know, it is what it is, brother.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Good, because I need to quench my thirst.
Quench your thirst, huh?
I need to get a slice of pizza.
And a slice of pizza? I think I'll join you with a vodka slice.
Super.
All right, listen. By the following,
if you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday, everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Law,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet.
Tribute to my dad.
Yeah.
Love the Stones. My dad loved the Stones so much. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. RantEMRadio.com. We're live. It's Phil. It's Choppy. It's the chat room. Hello to everybody listening on Rant EM. Anybody in Rant EM? Pat Sadell, I think, is in there. My son was in there for a little while.
Was he now?
He was. Yeah, Hammer's got a Twitch channel. He's been broadcasting 2 WWE 2K20 games, matches and stuff like that, all the glitches and all that. So we navigated that Saturday night because we had a connection issue, and we were texting back and forth, and he called me, and he had to like go into the settings. And so Turnbuckle Throwbacks does have a Twitch channel. We'll be broadcasting on Twitch very, very soon, and on YouTube all at the same time. But we have to get that worked out, but we're working on it as we speak. But for now, Ham has got a Turnbuckle Throwbacks page on Twitch. You can listen to him do his thing and play some games. I know he does. Oh, Chubby, get the door. Anyway, so yeah, check out Hammer and his channel. I think it's like Hammer_TBTB or something like that. I forget what it is, but he posts a link in the room and all the other hot, happy horse shit. So do that. Support him. And if you like the game, I know a lot of people don't like the game. He's been playing it since he's, what was it, 2013? He's been playing it for the last 5 years, so. He's a little bit of an authority on it. You know, it's not that very good this year.
Not very good. It's unplayable.
That's what they're saying. So until that new patch comes out next month, it's pretty unplayable. But
which is embarrassing.
Yeah.
So anyways, do we want to go to the...
You have a Fuck You Wrestler of the Week.
I do.
I know you do. You announced it. You actually put on a page this week.
I did.
So let's want to play your music?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. I think it's number six.
And now it's time for Choppy.
Fuck you!
Wrestler of the week.
Fuck you!
You know where that's from, right?
Where's that from?
Scarface.
Oh, it is. You're right.
You too, Mel. You fucked up.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Hey, hey, Jomel, why don't you get two first-class tickets to the resurrection?
That's right.
Joe Frank, do you know what a hustle is, man?
We do this every Friday on the way home.
So funny. Anyways, so today, actually, for about a week now, we've had one individual who has main-evented a SmackDown and a Raw event. And he... It surpassed everyone's expectations in WWE management. And that gentleman was Mr. Adam Cole, baby, your NXT world champion. And he had a phenomenal match with Daniel Bryan, had a pretty good match with Seth Rollins on Raw. And you know what he proved to a lot of the naysayers, at least I think he did, was that he belonged. He belonged on the main roster.
I've been saying that for how many years now?
You've been preaching. You've been preaching his.
When did we start going to Final Battle? 3 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. So the last 4 years, three, 4 years, I've been saying it.
We've been saying that.
Well, even before that, we were talking about it. You and I were talking about it.
I mean, I remember watching him in Future Shock. He was amazing. And it's just like I didn't see anything of him at first. But then when he turned heel in Ring of Honor for the first time, I was blown away.
When he was doing like the storybook thing?
Yeah, story time with Adam Cole was a fantastic.
Story time with Adam Cole.
It was fantastic.
I know.
And when he turned heel, man, I was like, man, this guy's money. He is amazing.
Then on top of him turning heel, he joined fucking Bullet Club.
And then he joins the top faction.
At the time.
At the time.
Yep.
So we had another one of those disgruntled legends.
Disgruntled legends. That's right. He's right.
Pretty much have an opinion, which is fine. You can have an opinion. And you want to know something? And not to fault this guy at all, but at one point I did say, you know what? Adam Cole needs to fill out a little bit more. However, I never said, hey, Adam Cole, take steroids. Hey, Adam Cole, take HGH. Hey, Adam Cole, ask Triple H, ask John Cena for some advice on steroids. Maybe that will make you look like a main event talent. The person who said this was, of course, our Mr. Disgruntled himself, superstar Billy Graham.
Again.
The like, man who abused steroids for 30 fucking years.
To the point now where his body is breaking down because of it.
To the point that he couldn't even have kids.
Couldn't walk.
And yet he's still telling guys like Kofi Kingston and Adam Cole, hey, guys, take steroids because you don't look believable.
Yeah, take steroids.
Yeah, but yet he hung in there with Daniel Bryan.
He hung in there.
Yeah. Not even hung in there. He carried Daniel Bryan in that match, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah. I said it. I won't go that far.
He carried Seth Rollins.
Listen, I'm going to say this again. Adam Cole can do no wrong for me.
No.
And he hasn't done wrong at all.
He belongs on the main roster.
He belongs in the main event.
Anywhere.
It doesn't matter if it's NXT, SmackDown, Raw. He belongs. That's it. Bottom line. There's no other way around it. Okay?
He could talk. He could wrestle.
Yes.
And he looks like he belongs.
Yes, of course he does. He's the fucking man, dude.
So, superstar Billy Graham, this is going to be my second time telling you this.
Again, you got to be a real asshole to make Choppy's FU Wrestler of the Week not once but twice.
Oh, my God.
And I have a feeling it's not going to be the last time.
I think he's going to hit number three eventually.
Dude, how do you do that? How do you make Choppy's list more than one? You got to be a... He's an asshole, but Superstar Billy Graham is... I mean, he's a... You know, you're a jerk-off, really.
I am.
You know, but, like, I don't understand.
Like, you know what, Superstar? I hope to God... That you know, apparently you found God twice in your life. I hope you find God three times in your life.
Jesus, take the wheel,
please, because you, my friend, could go fuck yourself because you're an absolute fucking idiot.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
He still thinks that guys need to take roids to become over. Go ask Mick Foley that.
Go ask Rey Mysterio that.
Go ask fucking...
How many times was Rey Mysterio world champion?
3 times.
Ask Eddie Guerrero that.
Ask
ask our champion tonight. Okay? So let... Again, stop. This is not 1973.
Ask... Who's another guy who's... Ask fucking... Bray Wyatt, you said.
Hey, ask Chris Jericho.
Ask Chris Jericho about steroids.
Fuck you!
Ask Christian about steroids.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go fuck your hand.
Fuck you!
Fucking ridiculous.
What a jerk off.
He is.
He's a jerk off. He really is. I swear to God.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
And you want to know something? I used to like Superstar Billy Graham.
Dude, Superstar Billy Graham was one of the... He influenced so many people. We talked about this when he fucking disrespected Kofi Kingston.
Oh my God!
I'm over it, dude. Listen, this is what athletes and pro wrestlers do that aren't in the spotlight no more. They say something on social media to get attention. You're not getting any everything. Every outlet I saw that he put this on, there was no positive feedback on it at all.
No.
He got destroyed everywhere. He doesn't even have an argument. To tell somebody to take an anabolic because they're small, when the guy put on a fucking match that could headline any of the brand... That match could headline any brand right now. Any brand.
Any company.
You know what? That's fair. That could be on any company. And I'm talking AEW. I'm talking about...
NWA.
MLW. I'm talking about fucking...
New Japan.
That's what I'm talking about. I forgot to talk... Well, New Japan's got a show tomorrow from San Jose, which is Liger's last U.S. match. I forget who he's fighting. Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, dude. Come on, man. So, Superstar Billy Graham...
Fuck you!
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Are you ready for your throwback tonight, child?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yes, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so did I minimize this shit already? Hold on. No. Yeah, here we go. All right, Chop. November 21st, 1999, from the new Air Canada Center, home of the Toronto Raptors and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
This is WCW Mayhem 1999. Named after the Electronic Arts PlayStation 1 game.
I owned it.
Yes, I think as did I. Tony Schiavone, Bobby Heenan, welcome, then run down the card. Bobby Heenan seems to be in a better mood than he was last month. So, his only opening segment is 12 matches, doesn't get any bigger than this, he says.
Well, it was a lot of matches.
Well, again, this is WCW at a time where it's a transition again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the beginning of the end, basically. They're just trying to figure out what to do next at this point.
Uh-huh.
The players are there. Some of the stories were... I mean, the card wasn't bad at all, considering.
It was not.
No. You know, but you can tell now that people are not... I mean, they've already lost at this point. They've already been defeated in the ratings war. The Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
But now it's a matter of what can we do to be relevant.
Yep.
And this is another thing that we had all the talent, but now the inmates are in the asylum. You're in Canada. You had Bret Hart, Chris Benoit, you had some players there, man. And T-Dot is a happening town. I've been there myself. And it's a good wrestling town. Toronto has a huge, long, lengthy history in pro wrestling between the Maple Leaf Gardens and Capital Sports and the Rougeau fucking camps and all those guys. And, you know,
who could forget the main event of Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior in Toronto?
Yeah, what about Bruno Sammartino getting blackballed?
Yeah.
And it happened to work in Canada for 2 months in this territory.
Yeah.
Here, Montreal.
Yeah.
So Toronto, Canada itself has a huge wrestling history, with even going back to Stampede and you know, the Rougeos, like I said.
Correct.
So Grand Prix Wrestling, I think it's called, back in the day. All right. Opening match for this now, what we're going into now is there's a tournament for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship.
And this tournament, now keep in mind, people, this tournament's been going on for like a whole month.
Yes.
It was a 32-man tournament. And now we're down to our last four people.
Do we know what happened to the belt? Who got stripped?
It was, what happened was Sting had the title.
Right.
And he attacked a referee.
That's right.
And then Jay Dillon was like, due to the attack,
we're taking
the belt away from you, and we're going to have a tournament.
And then he attacked JJ. Right, that's right.
Which, I like Sting a lot. I really do. But I don't want to see Sting as a heel. He's awful as a heel. You would have to agree with me on that.
Well, I mean, I was indifferent. I mean, I wasn't...
He's awful.
I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I agree with you, he shouldn't be a heel.
He's awful.
I
didn't get it.
I know. I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I'm not ignorant with that, you know?
So your opening contest was Jeff Jarrett with by himself. Oh, actually, they were calling his...
Creative Control.
Oh, yeah. That was
Ron and Don Harris.
Now, his guitar, were they calling El Cabong still?
Yeah.
El Cabong was
his... No, Shane Lynn, he didn't get blackballed in Canada. He got blackballed in the States because...
I think he missed a show or something like
he
that.
He missed a show, but it wasn't his fault that they booked him somewhere else. And at that time, if you didn't make a show and you were booked, they punished you. They would ban you from, you know, whatever. So he went to Canada and wound up fucking killing the dead. And then
Vince McMahon Sr. found out that he was a megastar over there.
And Vince Sr. was like, I need somebody to fill the garden.
Yep.
So that's what happened.
So so it was Chris Benoit versus Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, people, I am not a Jeff Jarrett fan.
No.
I have never been a Jeff Jarrett fan. But if you put Jeff Jarrett in the right match with the right opponent, it becomes magic.
Yeah.
And Chris Benoit and Jeff Jarrett had a fucking... They beat the shit out of each other in this match. This match was really, really good. And it was just, you know, that... I don't care what anyone says. That diving headbutt that Benoit did in WCW...
The Dynamite Kid headbutt.
Oh.
Yeah.
He would knock the fuck out of guys with that thing. Like, when he did it on Jarrett, all he did was that the cutting the throat taunt that he does before nailing. That used to get people out of their seats when he did that shit.
Yeah.
And then guys like Kevin Nash would say, oh, he has no charisma. He's vanilla.
Yeah.
He's not worth jack shit. And yet he would get people invested just by him putting the thing to his thumb to his throat. And then people were like, got up off their fucking seats. He's amazing. He was amazing.
It's just tragic what happened.
I'll tell you right now, if it wasn't for the fact that he did, of what he did to his family and to himself, he would still be my number one favorite of all time.
Okay.
Chris Benoit.
That's fair.
He would have been my favorite wrestler of all time.
That's fair.
But because of this, if it wasn't for that, he would still be number one. And believe it or not, Savage would be number two. But that's what happened.
Okay. You know? That's a fair assessment.
What I didn't like about this match, though, is the involvement of the Harris brothers.
Well, that, and so Jarrett hits the stroke. Dustin Rhodes comes out and pulls Jarrett out of the ring.
Correct.
Then Don Harris with Rhodes outside. Then they hold up the guitar. Benoit throws Jarrett into his lackeys and grabs the guitar and smashes Double J for the win.
Feels like a dusty finish.
It was a dusty finish.
Was it, or was it Kevin Nash?
Well, it was Kevin Nash booking, but Mike Tenay interviews Disco Inferno. Who's he fighting? Evan Courageous, right?
Evan Courageous with Medusa.
Medusa. And then...
with her big-ass cans.
Then Jarrett shows up and jumps him. Conan and Jerry Only from the Misfits save him. That must have been a Russo thing, though, but I'm just putting that out there.
But I'll tell you right now, man, Tony Marinara, Tony Mamaluke.
Oh yeah, he was funny.
He's
dude.
Hysterical.
You, again, I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this pay per view in 20 years.
It's
dude.
So funny.
I haven't watched it in the network. It's the first time I'm looking at it.
He goes up to Tony. He's like, "Yo, Tony, what can I get for that belt down in on 20th and whatever he's."
Yeah.
He was like, Tony's like, "I don't know, man. You could probably get it for $25,000." He's like, "You know what, Tony? I got a friend of mine over there in New York.
$25,000.
I got a friend of mine in New York who probably I could probably hawk this, right?" That shit was funny. I'm sorry.
Leave it to the East Coast guys.
That shit was fucking hysterical.
Leave it to the East Coast guys to fucking to make the funny on the pay per view.
I was hoping, hey, he was going to use the word mook on air, but he didn't. I was like,
yeah, right.
That'd been dope.
I would have to loop that. I would have to take that clip.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. And add a third mook cut to the soundboard, like, you know. No, we have three. We have this guy's a mook. What is a mook? And then we have Alex Rebecca Reed. So that would be a fourth.
Yeah,
mook. This guy's a fucking mook.
So
yeah. So Disco Inferno defending the Cruiserweight Championship
against Evan Courageous, who was by far the most. You want to talk about vanilla? He's fucking vanilla, dude. He's awful.
You didn't like him in the ring. You just like his character was vanilla.
It was awful. It wasn't until he became part of Three Count that shit was fucking hysterical.
I didn't dislike Evan Courageous. I thought he can go.
He was a solid hand, but he was not that good.
No. He was a power plant student, though.
He was. Tell you one thing. He looked fantastic. Physically, he looked fantastic.
He does screw up a lot of his fucking finishes, though.
He does. Maybe it was those Janko pants he was wearing. I don't know.
And the crowd starts chanting boring.
Yeah, because it was getting annoying because, you know, it's Toronto. Toronto, they like to chant.
Toronto is...
They come correct.
Yeah, and it's not just hockey over there, man. So don't count those Canucks out. They can cut a good crowd.
After a couple of shenanigans, Disco Inferno was about to nail Courageous with the chair, and he accidentally knocked him.
But then Tony Mamaluke, Marinara, he decides it's a good time to flirt with fucking Medusa. And then Courageous grabs him by the throat. Disco accidentally hits Marinara with the chair and then finishes Courageous with the springboard crossbody.
All joking aside, how big were Medusa's tits in this?
Dude.
They were just humongous. I don't know what kind of implants she was using.
I don't know what kind of silicone she was rocking, but they were fucking giant.
They were not that big.
They were big, dude.
But when she was...
Maybe because she was skinny, they were like, they accentuated? I have no idea.
Bro, she got... Those things were fucking huge.
They
were
fucking huge.
I think they got... From the time she was with Team Madness to Evan Courageous, them things got even bigger than before. I was like, what the hell happened to those things?
I love Medusa Miceli. I think she's one of the... For her time, she was fantastic. She didn't age well at all.
No, she started looking like a dude.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's a man, baby.
But yeah, your new Cruiserweight champion, Evan Courageous.
Yes. Yeah, the wrong man won this match, by the way.
Yeah, Disco should have kept the belt.
Disco should have, yeah, definitely. All right, so backstage, Jeff Jarrett's talking to the powers to be...
Vince Russo.
He just said Jeff Jarrett blew his shot tonight. He'll have to prove himself to get more favors.
Yeah. And then there was that scene.
And then we go to Mean Gene Oakland with Screaming Norman Smiley, who's with the brand new hardcore title. Thank you, ECW.
Yeah.
Wearing his fucking Toronto Maple Leafs gear.
Cheap pop.
Listen, I went to T-Dot in 02, Memorial Day weekend, okay? And it was hockey playoff time. The Leafs were in the playoffs, but they were on the road against Carolina, so I couldn't catch a game. I did go to the Hall of Fame. I did go to a Blue Jays game. However, hockey in Toronto... is like Friday Night Lights in Texas.
Yeah.
The town shuts down. Okay? I mean, you get your bars and your clubs and shit like that, but the mom and pop stores, done. Grocery stores, done. Yep. Supermarket, done. It's serious out there. So, for Norman Smiley to rock that gear, cheap pop.
Yeah, dude.
Cheap pop. He's defending against Brian Knobbs.
God, he's awful.
Yeah.
Brian Knobbs is so sloppy.
I hated the Nasty Boys.
I didn't mind them.
I hated the Nasty Boys. But Jerry Sags in real life will fuck you up.
No, Jerry Sags is tough.
No, like, he's like Haku tough, apparently.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's massive, dude.
He's a big dude. He's a big dude.
So, Screaming Norman Smiley. He's every time he would get, like, hit with, like, an aluminum, like, pan, and it would hurt him. He'd be like, ah! I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That doesn't hurt, man.
Nah, he would He sold it. He sold everything.
And then
the wiggle. He does the wiggle.
The wiggle, and then the spot in the elevator where Jimmy Hart accidentally hits Brian Knobs, and then that's how fucking Slum Smiley wins. That shit was
funny. Yeah, the doors open. Jimmy swings again, accidentally clobbers Knobs when he steps out. Smiley covers him, become the first ever hardcore champion.
Now, I posted something on the Facebook our group, and I said I put two pictures on there. The picture of the WCW Hardcore title and the picture of the ECW World Heavyweight title. And if you tell me that WCW did not rip off ECW's version of the ECW World title, you guys are bugging. Because the WCW World title looked exactly like the ECW World Heavyweight title. It was insane.
Unbelievable.
And then Bischoff says, I never stole anything from ECW.
And I love what's-his-face's response. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You
did.
What's his name? What's his name?
Paul Heyman.
No. The other guy, the Brother Love. What's his name? Bruce Pritchard. Yeah, he's like, I didn't steal anything.
Yeah, you did.
just like that. He's so subtle. Yeah, you did. You're a jerk off. All right, so we go back. There's a video package recapping the feud between the Filthy Animals and the Revolution.
Oh, boy.
They had a match with Torrie Wilson in a cage. Eddie Guerrero gets the key. The key was on the pole, of course. Russo, what the fuck you expect? They appeared to have a Hell in a Cell match on television when they hung Rey Mysterio upside down from the ceiling, beat the hell out of him. The Revolution brought in Asia. She's a female bodybuilder. They brought her from WCW as the answer to China.
A la China, yeah.
Yeah. So, in an interview, Mike Tenay interviews the Revolution. And he asks, what if Asia ends up alone with all three filthy animals? Shane Douglas, of course, posted the thought of Asia might beat them all up. And Dean Malenko grabs somewhat of one of his own Perry Saturn, cuts him off, saves the day, whatever. And I quote, what if dinosaurs were still alive? I mean, think about it. They'd be walking around crapping all over the place like a bunch of filthy animals. Speaking of filthy animals, we're going to exterminate them just like we did the dinosaurs. I know what you're thinking, man. Man wasn't alive when the dinosaurs were. And I'm trying to say this. Is what I'm saying is, come on, let's go. Tremendous.
What a great little rebuttal to whatever they said. That was funny, man.
So then we go to Mean Gene, Choppy's favorite fucking commentator.
Yes.
Who interviews the Filthy Animals. Conan requests permission to speak on this and does a call in response to the gimmick with Gene. Kidman says something. I don't remember what he said, but Torrie Wilson says she isn't afraid of anyone. She'll prove it, and she'll tag in Eddie and Kidman to save her. Okay, whatever. Then we go to Disco Inferno, who's in the locker room, apologizing to Tony Marinaro.
And Tony Marinaro's like, you know what? I'm calling the boys.
He's bringing the boys.
I'm bringing the boys. Big Vito. And Johnny the Bull. I love Johnny the Bull.
Johnny Stamboli?
Yeah, those guys are great.
Johnny Bull was a beast.
Yes, he was. And he looked just like De Niro.
What's the matter with you? What the fuck's the matter with you?
Now you're going to dig the hole.
I got no more luck. You're digging a hole. What the fuck's the matter with you?
I ain't no problem digging a fucking hole.
What's my first fucking hole? It's fucking rats. Whole family of rats.
That movie's great.
What's the matter with you? What the fuck's the matter with you? Shoot the guy.
You shoot the... I was just fucking with you, man. I was joking with you, man. How the fuck am I supposed to know you were joking with me?
Take him to Ben Casey, the motherfucker.
Fucking movie so...
Motherfucking mutt! Keep him here. No, the best is De Niro. What the fuck's the matter with you? he gets old. Yo, De Niro should have won an Academy Award. For Jimmy Conway. I'm sorry.
This is so funny.
The fuck's the matter with you? You shoot the guy.
No, you know why he didn't win the fucking Oscar for that one? Because he's a horrible crier. Oh my god. They fucking whacked him. They whacked him. They fucking whacked.
He couldn't even cry on camera.
They fucking whacked. He looked like he was laughing instead of crying.
The fuck's the matter with you? Hey, he broke his cherry. He did never rat on your friends. Always keep your mouth shut. The best is when they go to Henry's girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got the two of them commiserating. I can't.
I can't have it.
I can't have it. You got to do something, Henry. Henry got pinched selling cigarettes. Henry, what the fuck's the matter with you?
Oh, man, this shit's so fun. I love that movie.
All right.
Fuck's the matter with you?
The fuck's the matter with you? You shoot the guy.
Oh, man.
What's the name of that movie, The Cowboy with Shane? Shane, he says. Shane.
Do you love her?
Do you love her? I love you, Karen. Karen, put the gun down. Do you love her? I love you, Karen. I gotta come home to this! I gotta worry about getting whacked on the fucking street. I gotta come home to this! To this!
It's so fucking funny. I love it.
This is what we do on the way home. Every night on the way home. I gotta come home to this, and I'm banging on Choppy's fucking dashboard. What's the matter with you?
Crying.
What the fuck is the matter with you on Richmond Avenue? You shoot the guy.
Oh, that move.
The fuck?
Oh, my pancreas. It was funny.
Hey, he told him to go fuck himself. Okay, good for you, Spider. Don't take no shit from nobody. Come here, you.
Come here, you. Hey, whoa.
What did I tell you? Oh, it's a wedding gift for my wife. Nothing big. The fuck's the matter with you? What the fuck is the matter with you? We can get balls everywhere. We can get fucking pinched. You bring a fucking Cadillac? Jimmy, it's a gift for my wife. I don't give a fuck what it is. Take it back.
Take it back now.
Take it back.
In the middle of the night, take it back.
And then Carbone walks in with the Miko. Another one, he says.
Take it back.
Get the fuck out of here, he says.
It was in the middle of the night. How are they going to return something?
Maury's wigs don't come off.
Oh, God.
You don't have a shirt like that. Hey, I got to get it.
Hey, Henry. Why am I so funny?
No. I'm funny how?
How am I funny?
You know, the way you tell the story. No, I don't know. No. Oh, no, Tommy, you're wrong. No, Anthony, he's a big... He goes, how am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me.
Am I here to amuse you?
I'm a clown. I'm here to amuse you. I'm here to fucking amuse you? The fuck's the matter with you?
That shit's so funny. I love it.
Huh? How am I funny? You want to hear... Yeah, this prick won't baptize his kid. Yeah, for $7,000 I charge, he says.
Oh my God, I can't believe just by talking about two Italian mooks on the show, we brought up Goodfellas. Oh, yeah. Man. Oh.
What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me.
Tommy, get the fuck out of here.
See? I had him.
I almost had him.
You may fold under questioning. Pow, ping. You see the fucking Pimp Anthony? My head was out the air. You going to tell me something today, tough guy? Yeah, go fuck your mother.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. I love that movie.
Pow, ping.
Bing.
The best is when he's getting yelled, when Henry's getting yelled at by his mother-in-law. Henry, what's wrong with you, Henry? He's making fun of him in the car. So my daughter tells me you're Jewish. Only the good half.
Only the good half, he says.
Fuck out of here. The best is, the fuck's the matter with you? You shoot the guy. I love that. That's my favorite part.
I've been snorting so, it's so funny, though.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Probably one of the greatest comedy Scorsese has ever made.
I can't wait for The Irishman next month.
You can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
Nah, dude, it's going to be so dope. It's going to be in the movies first, then I'm going to put it on Netflix. That's pretty dope.
I was waiting for it to come on Netflix. Fuck it.
This is Jimmy Hoffa. You see the commercial? This is Jimmy Hoffa. Well, as soon as I heard Jimmy Hoffa, I was like, I'm sold.
Listen, Jimmy Hoffa is the reason why unions are so important in this country.
It's true.
It's just to make sure that we fuck the government no matter what. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so now we cut to Jeff Jarrett walking backstage again with Creative Control with a 2x4. He's going to get more than he asked for. All right. So now your next match is the Filthy Animals in an elimination match against the Revolution.
Can I just point out?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
That Barry Saturn.
I was going to say that was fucking jacked to the gills.
Not even that.
Oh, he was fucking jacked to the gills.
Jacked to the gills and did the most amazing Asahi moonsault.
Oh, yes. I was just admiring his fucking physique, though. He was fucking
jacked.
Diesel.
If you want to talk about Benoit was Diesel.
Perry Saturn was not that far off, I'll tell you, man. And the fact that he was so diesel and still able to pull off that Acai moonsault. Oh, my God. That, to me, was like the move of the night.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
It was amazing. He's 100%. So good. He's 100%. So athletic. He's not a guy. Perry Saturn will never be a world heavyweight champion, but he's one of those guys that can give you a good match.
See, I disagree. If Perry Saturn went solo, if the Illuminators broke up, he would have stayed in ECW.
That's different.
He could have had a title run.
But he was not the... Hey! Hi! He was not... he was not the quintessential guy for WCW.
No, he was a mid-card guy at best in
but
WCW.
In ECW, he probably would have been world heavyweight.
He definitely would have been world champion.
He was very loved by the crowd. He was very, very loved.
You know my admiration for the Illuminators.
Of course I do. So. They're one of your favorites of all time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aside from the Dudleys, you know? Mm. Yeah, I know, I'm joking. Funny. Dudleys. I know you hate the Dudleys. Those damn Dudleys.
Joe, no disrespect. I know Joel Gertner was listening before. No disrespect to you, but I was never a Dudleys guy.
I love the Dudleys.
A lot of people did. I just wasn't a fan.
Well.
No, I'm a fan of Joel Gertner.
Joel Gertner's a shit.
You can't. He's untouchable.
Make any girl's panties wet.
Yes, I agree. Shout out to Joel Gertner, by the way.
He signed on.
He was on the show before. In the chat room, I mean. All right. You want to get into this a little bit?
Let's do it.
All right. So, Eddie Guerrero kicks out of the Death Valley Driver from Saturn.
Sick Death Valley Driver.
He ate that, though.
Ooh.
You see how Eddie ate that?
Oh.
That's why Eddie Guerrero was so fucking It's subtle things like that that made Eddie Guerrero fucking brilliant. Because he ate that fucking DVD, man.
He took that bump like a champ,
fucking
bro.
Fucking ate that.
Oof.
Eddie crawls in the corner for a tag, but he realizes it's Torrey, who's standing in for some reason. I don't know. Changes his mind. Saturn slaps the ring to Saturn, and Eddie gives up. Shane Douglas does the best thing he's ever done and yells, "We win, we win, we win," and pauses, and then even more gleefully says, "Torrey's still in here," and. Whatever. And then the ref is distracted, so Torrey punches Saturn in the dick and covers him for a two count.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Stupid. Douglas jumps from the commentary to scream at the ref. While the ref is distracted, Perry Saturn drops to his knees. Torrey gives Torrey a low blow and then pins her. Stupid.
I think what would have given Perry Saturn a lot of heat is if he had put Torrey Wilson in the fucking Rings of Saturn.
Well, if it was a work shoot, I mean, like, if you're gonna the promise of men beating up on women... Then emphasize that. Don't blow smoke up my ass and tell me it's a fucking chimney. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Okay.
But yeah, the match was okay. If Saturn had just put her in the Rings of Saturn, in my opinion, it would have been made him one of the biggest heels in the fucking company.
Right. Correct.
I would have loved that.
Correct.
Now your next match.
Jeff Jarrett and Creative Control, aka the Stooges, Square.
Yeah.
They beat up on a Buff Bagwell in the locker room.
That was stupid.
Yeah, this is like a 5 seconds I'll never get back, you know?
And then your next match is Kurt Hennig, who's patiently waiting for Buff Bagwell's arrival.
But they told him that if he gets pinned, he has to retire.
Correct.
So.
Actually, if either guy gets pinned, they have to retire.
Right.
So Kurt Hennig's patiently awaiting, and then all of a sudden, Creative Control and Jeff Jarrett come out and start beating the shit out of Kurt Hennig.
Yeah, they brawl outside for 2 minutes.
And then all of a sudden, Buff Bagwell comes out
mm-hmm.
and brings out I think it was a chair or a candlestick. I forgot what it was. And he just lays waste to all the Creative Control and then Jeff Jarrett. And then that's when Kurt Hennig just takes advantage of it and starts beating the shit out of Buff, nailing him with chops and so on and so forth.
And then, he gets pinned, and then we don't see him until next pay-per-view.
Correct. So Kurt Hennig still going to come back no matter what.
Mike today interviews Sting. Choppy mentioned his disdain for heel Sting. Sting makes sure to mention he never lost title, and it's showtime, folks.
This match, I actually like this match.
This is probably my favorite match of the night.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, though.
Well, the main event was my favorite, I should say.
No.
No?
Not even that. I'll tell you my favorite.
All right, this is Bret Hart coming out to a Wayne Gretzky Olympic
jersey. Dude. Yeah, dude.
Yes.
He was even if he didn't have that jersey on, he would have been loved tremendously. Like for example, if in Canada, Bret Hart is the be all end all in terms of greatest Canadian wrestlers of all time. He has to be number one in Canada.
Right.
Number two, Now, number two is probably Chris Jericho. You have Bret, Jericho. Those are your two top tier Canadian superheroes.
Right, right.
If Benoit, however, had not done what he had done,
oh man,
I think he would be number two in Canada. It would be Bret, Chris, and then Jericho.
Yeah,
hands down.
I agree. All right. All right, so we'll get into this match a little bit. Here comes fucking Luger.
What the? He was finally not wearing the stupid FUBU gear. But he comes out to like some windbreakers that are like
he's
highlighter yellow, whatever.
He's awful. He comes down the ramp. Crowd's nearly dead at this point. He attacks Sting with a bat, but he's always loved and hated Sting, so whatever. Then Bret kicks Luger in between the legs and puts him in the sharpshooter. The ref recovers, see Luger tapping, and calls for the bell, mass confusion, right? So Penzer announces that Bret won by DQ. Hart grabs the ref, yells at him, the ref restarts the match. Sting fights back, it's Bret in a scorpion deathlock, but Bret does the classic reversal into the sharpshooter, and Sting submits, then shakes hands after the match. So they brutal finish, but they tried to clean it up.
Which, by the way, I think the handshake pretty much solidified Sting as a babyface all over again.
I agree. Gene Okerlund interviews Chris Benoit. Benoit references that Bret Hart, he wrestled Bret Hart for the Owen tribute. He's excited to wrestle Bret again tonight for the world title. It's a solid promo. Mike Tenay interviews Total Package, who's now in a fucking neck brace. And he declares himself unable to wrestle tonight. He says he'll personally write a check to all of his fans who are disappointed. Is that actually a funny line, you think?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right, Vampiro and Jerry Only versus Berlin and the Wall in a dog collar
match. I'm confused. Is this a tag match, or was this like...
No, this is one-on-one. It's supposed to be.
But why did it all of a sudden turn into a tag match?
Because Vince Russo's a retard. That's why.
Oh, my God. That was weird, bro. I was looking at this. I was like, what the fuck, man? I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Who won this? Was Vampiro? Vampiro won this, right?
Mm. Yeah, well, Oklahoma comes down.
Oh, yeah. Vampire!
Vampire! Vampire!
There's my boy, Dr. Death. My boy, Dr. Death, Steve Williams. Oklahoma Stampede! Stampede! Jimmy Ferrara. What was it? Ferrara?
Yeah, Ed Ferrara.
Ed Ferrara was hysterical as Oklahoma.
Oh, man. He brought Dr. Death with him. That was fucking funny as
hell. Remember the pinata and a pole match? And Oklahoma was like, pinata! Pinata! You know, Juventud Guerrero, part of the great state of, part of the great university of Tijuana.
Great university of Tijuana.
That shit was so funny. Pinata! Oh, man.
Mike Tenay interviews Scott Hall, who was awarded the TV title after the Nash Powerbomb Rick Steiner off the cage. And is now USN TV champ?
Yes.
Dope.
Do you remember what happened to the TV title?
No.
Scott Hall throws it in the garbage.
Medusa?
No, but like in the he was in the back. He was like, I don't need this anymore.
Oh yeah, yes.
And you do remember who picked it up?
No.
It was Hacksaw Jim
Duggan.
Dressed up in a janitor outfit, cleaning up the backstage.
I fucking hate Vince Russo.
It was funny. Oh, man. He was like, oh, look at this. He just rewarded himself.
What did Nick German just post?
I don't know. Some stupid shit, probably.
I don't know. I'm going to click on it right now.
Oh! He got the IPA in the figure right there. That's dope.
Damn it, man. I want that fucking figure and that beer. Mikey's got that figure, actually.
Yeah, you have it already, so...
I don't have it. He has it.
I want that beer.
No, I want that figure and the beer.
I want the can. You drink the beer, I'll keep the can.
That's fine.
Can's dope.
That's fine. Kurt Hennig leaves the building, sad, shakes hands with Norman Smiley.
Why did he... He only shook hands with Norman Smiley, but everyone...
They should have played the Incredible Hulk music when he left.
Do, 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 do.
Dude. Mike said it'll make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Kimberly Page enters the building for her match with David Flair.
Oh, God.
Do we care?
No, we don't.
All right. Lex Luger versus Ming.
Can I just say something? Kimberly Page was only 29 years old, but she looked like she was 40.
40, yeah.
She looked horrible.
She aged terribly.
Very much so. And then you saw her in the 40-year-old virgin, and you saw her bare ass titty whipped out during the speed dating scene of 40-year-old virgin.
She was in 40-year-old virgin.
She was the girl with the titty that popped out.
Yeah,
that was her. That was Kimberly Page. Look it up.
Virgin.
There you go.
Virgin.
That's actually... Meanwhile, back in Toronto.
Meanwhile, back in Toronto,
Lex Luger is fucking terrible.
He's finally wrestling, though.
Yeah.
After like a year of just being like, what do you call it? Doing run-ins for guys in FUBU outwear. And
Liz takes too long. He accidentally sprays Luger in the eyes with the pepper spray. Ming rips off the neck brace.
And then put the tongue,
and
death.
Tongue and death grip on him and beats him with a bee.
This was a stiff match.
Fucking, first of all... I don't know. Well, let's properly say hello to fucking Nick German, by the way.
Hey, Nick.
Nick.
Christmas is coming. Anybody want to send me that beer and that figure?
Great scene shop.
What great scene are we talking about?
Oh, you talk about Kimberly Page.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the
40-year-old virgin.
Virgin.
Movie, yeah.
There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, virgin. Yeah, you're too old, too young to appreciate Scott Muni. He was a DJ in the like the 70s, 80s. Virgin. Here's a twofer from the Fab Four. Anyway. Yeah. So Mean Gene interviews Bret Hart. He said it's true. He and Benoit are good friends, but this is a big moment. Blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit? And David Flair sitting backstage polishing a crowbar. Looking like he's scary, but he failed.
He looks like a 12-year-old boy.
He is a 12-year-old boy.
Who looks like he's about to sodomize somebody with a crowbar.
What?
Okay, terrific.
The way he was stroking that crowbar, he looked like he wanted to sodomize fucking like Kimberly Page with that thing. He looked awful.
TV and U.S. title match. Scott Hall versus Booker T.
This is actually a really good match.
It's actually pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
You want to get into this a little bit?
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead.
So, Hulk, you know, it's basically Hall comes out. He does a shtick. He says, "Ayo," and pretty much just kind of like says, you know, I'm the double champ. I do what I want, and I challenge anybody in the back to a championship match for both belts. And who answers the challenge? None other than former WCW World Television Champion and Tag Team Champion Booker T. It becomes a very very heated like, yo, hey yo,
hey,
oh, you got to use it. Oh, use
we
the gimmick.
Got, yeah, we got the fucking gimmick.
Use the gimmick.
We got the gimmicks. We always got gimmicks. Where is
that gimmick?
Hold on. Here it is.
Scott! Nope, that's not it.
Where is it? It's here. Hold on. A B C D E F G. Where is it? Do I have? Did I not put it on here yet? Maybe I left it off for a minute.
What the fuck's the matter with you?
The fuck's the matter with you? The fuck's you? Shoot the guy.
You deleted the app, huh?
No, I didn't put it on it yet. I just
so basically,
hey, yo.
Hey, yo. So basically, there's a bit of a shoving match between Booker and Scott Hall. Scott Hall nails Booker T with that fallaway slam, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yes.
And for people that think that Scott Hall's not strong, that's one strong motherfucker, because Booker T is not a light dude.
Yeah, Hall comes up behind him and hits the outsider's edge. For the
after Jarrett's interference.
After Jarrett's interference. Hall rolls out of the ring. And the three beat the hell out of Booker T. The lights go out, and a gong sounds. Lights come back on, and a tall, muscular woman is in the ring.
Black China.
Yes. She lays out Jarrett, takes on creative control, then Booker T jumps in. Shivani says...
How long was she in the
show? Her name was Midnight. That's not racist.
Can I just say something? How long was she on the roster?
I don't know, about two weeks. I don't know. I don't remember.
What the fuck was her purpose?
I have no idea.
To make sure that, you know, to make sure that WWE wasn't racist, we need to have a Black China. We need to have a black woman.
And we're going to call her Midnight.
And we're going to call her Midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fired.
No, this is wrong, Vince.
Wrong Vince. Luca's backstage screaming at Liz, probably for losing his pills. That's... All right, the announcers talk about David Flair and Kimberly Page calling it a marquee match. That's a fucking stretch.
Wow.
Calling that a marquee match? It's like fucking King Kong Bundy and the midgets. Fighting Hillbilly Jim and his midgets. That was a marquee match.
Basically, the triad, the Jersey Triad, beat the shit out of David Flair. Then Arn Anderson comes out, protects David Flair from the beatdown that he was receiving. Then all of a sudden, David Flair gets his bearings together and then beats the shit out of Arn Anderson with the fucking crowbar.
And the crowd yelling, take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
What a horrible...
All right. The video package for Sid and Goldberg is next.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just say that whenever Sid goes up against a babyface, the opposite happens.
Yeah. I like today interview Sid, and Sid yells out, can you imagine me saying I quit? Ha, 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 ha.
We go out. We go to the ring.
Oh boy!
And Goldberg is heavily, heavily booed by the Canadian crowd.
Yeah,
and they
boo the shitty finish too, though.
Yeah, and on top of that, they boo. They cheer the fuck out of Sid. They love. Is it just me, or is it Sid? Was never meant to be a bad guy. At least I think so.
Listen,
the crowd loves him.
Let's talk about the fact that this fucking match only went 5 minutes. How do you have an I quit match
for 5 minutes?
And this is a legit storyline, right? There's a feud. How do you have a I quit match for 5 minutes? Vince Russo was a fucking tool bag. How do you do that? You ruined the entire. Even if these guys had a fucking amazing match after, like, the next night on Nitro, this fucking match ruined the feud. Ruin the feud. You don't have a fucking 5 minute I quit match. That's just retarded. It's retarded.
Mickey J was like, do you quit? Sid, do you quit? Sid wasn't responding, and it was over. Bobby Heenan was like, that man is tough. He did not submit. He didn't even say I quit. He just passed out from the pain. A la Steve Austin.
Anyway, now Mean Gene's interviewing Luger again. Liz left the building. Definitely lost his pills.
And he says, Liz better watch her back tomorrow night on Nitro. Okay.
Oh, okay. Liz is like, I'm not coming. I'm going to be in a hotel doing pills.
That's it.
The WCW World Heavyweight Title match, the finals, Chris Benoit versus Bret the Hitman Hart.
This was actually a really good match.
I enjoyed it.
Until shenanigans happened. The shenanigans ruined this fucking match for me.
Right, so let's do this now. So where are we? Let's see. Bret Hart makes the comeback, works over Benoit's lower back, hitting his five moves of doom. The Crippler battles back and hits the Rolling Germans. Bret manages to spin out on the third one, but Benoit counters again. He goes for a crossface. They trade reversals. Up on his feet, Bret gets a double leg takedown and slaps on the sharpshooter. The crowd goes nuts at this point. Benoit taps out. Bret Hart wins the title. Post-match, Bret pats Benoit on the back. Look at the new belt. Members of the Hart family come in the ring. Bret grabs him to his feet, blah, blah, blah. Benoit even shakes Bret's hand, his young son's hand, go off the air with no shenanigans. But Bret still celebrating a big win in Canada.
By the way, very heartfelt moment. You know, big moment, especially with Bret winning the belt in Canada. And, it was just, you know, it would be sad because a month later, he goes up against Goldberg, gets kicked in the fucking head, and that's the end of Bret's career and the end of his title run. Mm-hmm. And then by then, they have another tournament to determine the another WCW heavyweight champion, which happens to be Benoit, and guess what happens?
He beat Sid.
But then they made sure that Benoit has to be stripped of the title because Sid's leg was under the rope.
Yes.
So then they have another fucking, like, either rumble or tournament again to decide another world champion. So, yeah, man, it was just not – it was not happening for WCW anymore.
Yeah.
It's like – after Mayhem, Bret gets injured and never wrestles again. And then – the exodus of the Radicals, which is Perry Saturn, Benoit, Eddie, and Dean to WWF, and then the shitty matches, bro. The shitty storylines. It just WCW went out of business after a year after this.
Yeah, and the end is coming, and we'll be chronicalizing that.
Right, chronological. Was that a word I want to use?
Chronologically.
Chronological, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever they're Mr. Lexicon.
Whatever the fuck it means.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I had this album, by the way.
I have it, too. I can't find... I mean,
it's really good.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you this. So Will got a second car, right? And his mom gave him her old car. It's a Honda Fit. Little gimmick, right?
Uh-huh.
It's got a CD player in it.
That's dope.
Right? So, of course, you know, Phil has like a fucking a gazillion CDs. Like,
yes, you do.
So I told him, I was like, you'll take the folder. I have like a big binder in storage. He looked at me. I'm like, yeah, play all my WCW discs. He's like, no, thank you. But you know what, Will?
Fuck it.
That's exactly it.
Bop it.
Fuck it.
No,
fuck
that,
you.
That WCW Mayhem album was really good.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I loved it.
I loved, I'm not a Megadeth fan, but I love the Megadeth.
In the arena, 7 to 9. I love Crush. That's one of my favorite Megadeth songs. I get shit for that. I love
Metallica on here.
Yep.
For Seek and Destroy.
Seek and Destroy.
For Stinks.
That's the live one, too.
Yep. That was a really good version of it.
ICP.
ICP was on here, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, Macho Man's new theme was on there as well. What up, Mach?
Ooh, yeah. That's right.
It was a decent... not decent. There was also a rap song on here that was really good.
Yeah.
I forgot who was on there, but it was a
ICP,
good...
ICP, I think it was.
No, it was like... it's on. Just look it up real quick. I know.
No, Here Comes the Pain is the shit.
Which one was that one?
I'll play it for you right now. Hold on. Here's the place. Not that, you
not
fucking...
Not that, you dick.
Not Dr. Sleep, you dildo.
The sequel to The Shining, wow.
What a fucking... Come on, Stephen King. Stop it now.
Cares.
How do you
skip the ad?
Skip the, oh yeah, you're right. Sorry. Slayer, baby.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember this.
Oh my god, this is fucking him. This is what Brock Lesnar should have used.
I like Brock Lesnar's first theme.
Yeah.
Could you just pull that up real quick and then we'll end the show?
What, Brock Lesnar's?
Yeah, just go to Brock Lesnar theme, first theme. Type in first theme. It's a good song.
Here Comes the Pain.
Hold on, that's not it. Go to the one that says 2002. I think it's that one. Is this it?
This one?
Yep. This is it.
I remember this.
I like this a lot.
I remember that.
They should have kept that theme instead of the one we have now.
Shut up.
Skip the ad. Can you skip the ad? No, you got 4 seconds, so you skip the ad.
Nah, I'm going to play some WCW.
Okay, play some WCW.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done, dude.
All right.
Are we?
Yeah. DJ Rand, remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
All right. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show.
I enjoyed it.
Jay will be back next week with us.
So Shaylin said that Sid belongs in the Hall of Fame. 100%. I agree. It will happen one day.
Sable, yeah. Probably.
100%. Both of them are going to go to the Hall of Fame.
All right. I can dig it.
Just like Brock Lesnar will be in the Hall of Fame.
Of course he will.
Just like Phil Rey is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
So is Choppy Margasa.
Yeah, the Turbuckle Throwbacks Hall.
Turbuckle Throwback Hall of Fame.
That's right.
The Jerk-Off Wing.
Wow.
Exactly.
We have the Jerk-Off Wing. We have the Mook Wing.
The Mook Wing, yep. All right, so to all new listeners, here's the deal. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, Dark Satellite Media, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Go on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. All our gimmicks are there. You want to buy a T-shirt, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. All the social media gimmicks are on there. All of our back catalog. If you have iTunes, if you have Stitcher, we're on Google Play. We're on every podcasting platform. We're even on, what do you call that? TuneIn.
Yep.
On two different feeds.
If you want to...
Podbeam.
If you want to contact us, you can.
Yes, you can.
Contact me at Choppy2984. That is Choppy2984 on Twitter. Contact this mook over here at T-Buckle T-Backs on Twitter.
Also on Instagram, T-Buckle T-Backs.
On Instagram, our new Instagram page.
Please.
T-Buckle T-Backs. We also have our Facebooks. You can contact me at Choppy Margasa on Facebook, and contact this mook over here at Phil Rea Jr.
Yep.
On Facebook. And we shall respond if you ever want to message us. We're not dicks.
I like this song.
Which one was this? Oh, I like this song too. This is pretty good.
So, on behalf of my tag team partner, Mr. Choppy. I am the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray.
Mr. Choppy.
I am the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say the N-word, and just be a good fucking human being. All right? Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your AEW tomorrow night.
Are you working Monday?
Yeah, I am working Monday.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's not a hospital. Oh,
that's right. It's a medical. Sorry. Yes. I'm off Monday, actually.
You're off. Good for you, man. Enjoy.
Thanks,
enjoy,
man.
Enjoy, enjoy. I'll be working in my new schedule.
Are you getting a floating holiday?
No, I get a floating holiday the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's not bad.
We get, like, instead of that day, I get the they consider the next day a holiday.
That's okay.
So
it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, so we'll see you guys next week.
Same bad time.
Same bad channel.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.